Let's turn to local sports here on KNKX. The Seattle Sounders are at the midpoint of their season, and despite winning the MLS Cup championship last year, the team is struggling on offense and has more losses than wins. Can they still make the playoffs? KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel talked about their chances with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick.
Art, is this how a defending MLS Cup team is supposed to look at this point in the season?
No, but it's not altogether surprising. They've really had a struggle this first half of the year. They have had 5 wins, 7 losses, and 5 draws, which is pretty much the acme of mediocrity. And one of the worst outcomes this season was at the Clink Wednesday, when Orlando City tied the Sounders 1-1. They got a late header, really the last moment of the game, to tie 1-1. And that's the difference in MLS between 3 points for a win and 1 point for a draw. Given the importance of those 2 points, I think that tie, which really does feel like a defeat, is going to loom important when the playoff seedings are laid out. So it's really been a disappointing start. There's been certainly some injuries, especially along their back line on defense, but it's, you know, not unusual, really. I think they've really got a lot of things to try to fix, and especially including getting offense out of Clint Dempsey and Jordan Morris, the local product from Mercer Island High and Stanford, who is off to a slow start this season.
Yeah, offense seems to be their biggest problem. What opportunities do they have for fixing this?
Well, it's hard to say right now because I think they've got a pretty good lineup. This is not a bad team that needs necessarily a big fix, and especially up front where they've got Morris and Dempsey and Will Bruin, who has served them well as a newcomer. There is an opportunity on July 10th when the international transfer window opens. That's when teams can add players from other leagues around the world, and that's something that the Sounders did famously in 2013 when they acquired Clint Dempsey from Tottenham. But I don't know that adding a designated player or, you know, even a journeyman is a big deal for these guys because, as head coach Brian Schmetzer said after the Wednesday draw with Orlando, he said, we just have to do tweaking. Adding players is not really a foremost option. This is not a terrible team. But they have just this amazing record where in the 17 games they've scored either one or no goals in 14 of those. That's just no way to get ahead in the MLS. And so they've really struggled in scoring. And it's so odd because they dominate time of possession. They really are good at controlling the ball in the midfield and advancing it forward, but they just don't score. And it's such a strange thing for such a good team. So all Schmetzer said was, we're going to tweak.
Given that, how does the second half of the season look to you?
I should think that talent would prevail over time because I think this is definitely a playoff team. But again, last year they were lousy in the midseason and they fired Siggy Schmidt. I don't think that's in the cards this time, but I also don't see any magic formula other than guys playing up to their average MLS abilities. If they manage to do that, I see a winning second half and the playoffs.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.